Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Lunch with Pastor Linda Hillman. And today I want to talk about loving yourself. And not so much loving yourself as a prideful thing, but just loving yourself to being healthy. I was having a conversation with several individuals that, you know, for some of you that may not know, I am on a journey to lose 60 pounds between now and February. And so in the last few days, a couple of days, I've been losing weight consistently. I started September 15th. I'm really working towards this goal. And in the last few days, I've been gaining weight. And so I was trying to figure it out. And I understand hormones and all of this stuff. But today in my conversation, we were talking about loving yourself, understanding that you need to love yourself to be healthy. And loving yourself means getting the right amount of sleep, eating the right portions, eating the right foods, just being in touch with your body and knowing what your body needs and when it needs and how much of it that it needs. And I began to think about, what does that look like with us growing spiritually, with us, you know, having a relationship, a healthy relationship with our God and walking in our purpose and fulfilling our destiny. And I realized that when you love yourself, when you understand that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, when you understand that you're going to make mistakes, but forgive yourself and don't settle for less than what you deserve. Don't settle for, you know, because sometimes we want love so bad that we go looking for it in the wrong places. And then when we find what we think is love, it is a poor excuse for love. It's love that makes us doubt ourselves. It's love that makes us doubt our worth. It's love that makes us depressed and despondent and bipolar and all of that. And it attacks our mental state our mental state of mind. It devastates our emotional being, and then it tears down our spiritual being. And so then it's us struggling to be who God called us to be. It's us struggling to do what God called us to do because now we have all this baggage. And I say this all the time in my book that I'm writing about my life. I even say it because it is what happened in my life. You know, there were so many bad things that occurred in my life that, you know, I became this bitter, this resentful, this ornery little girl that grew up into this even more ornery woman who felt like the world had dealt her a bad hand and the only person she could rely on was herself. But then I wasn't truly loving myself. I hated myself because of the things that I had been through. And so I allowed people to do things to me, and I did things that I knew would have bad consequences, because at the end of the day, what I was really trying to do was trying to destroy my life. You know, I wasn't trying, you know, in the moment I thought I was doing the best thing for me, but I didn't realize that what I was doing was self-destructing, and that self-destruction was not just hurting me, but it was hurting those around me. And we don't realize that if we don't take the time to love us, if we don't take the time to love who we are and what we have to offer, and to understand that we are valuable, that we are treasures. The Bible says that we are apples. We are the apple of God's eye. If we can't understand that, if we can't understand that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and each of us has a talent, each of us has a gift, each of us have something that the world needs. That's why we exist. That's why we're in the world. If we can't understand that, then it's hard for us to try to lose weight. It's hard for us to try to get spiritually sound. It's hard for us to get emotionally right. It's hard for us to have our mind right. You know, we talk about mindset and spirituality and being healthy and all these things, but all of it is centered around you understanding your worth, you knowing who you are and what you have to give, you loving yourself enough that you want to take care of yourself so you can be around to accomplish what God would have you to accomplish. And when you really think about it, it's just that simple. It's just you loving you enough that you want to be. You loving you enough that you want to be. And the beauty and just being, the beauty of just understanding that I can be who I am. Will you make mistakes? Absolutely. But can you forgive yourself? Absolutely. Will you make wrong choices? Most likely. But can you get over those wrong choices? Absolutely. And so it's just understanding that, you know what, this is who I am. Not making excuses for bad behavior. No, 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 no. Not making excuses for bad behavior. If you have taught yourself bad habits, if you have hang-ups and hurts and all of that stuff, you got to work on it. But you got to love yourself enough to work on it. You got to deem yourself worthy enough, not because of anything that you've done, but because Christ has made you worthy. He loved you. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world." That means he saw you in your mess and he still loved you. And he said, you know what? Just with a little soap and water, we can get you cleaned up. You know what I'm saying? You clean up good. If you try it, you clean up good. And, you know, we want people to accept us and to give us a chance, but do we accept ourselves and do we give ourselves a chance? So don't have a whole lot to say about this because it's really on me. No telling what I'll have to say about it tomorrow because I'm pretty sure I'll be thinking about it, journaling about it, and I'll come back with even more thoughts on it tomorrow. But I just want you to get this in your head. It's time to love you. It's time to understand that you are a part of God's body, that God has a plan for you, not a plan for your family, and you just happen to go alone. But he has a plan for you specifically. That's why you exist. That's why you insert your name here. That's why Linda Hillman exists, is because there is a plan for Linda Hillman's life. That's why insert your name here exists, because there is a plan for insert your name here life. And when you understand that, it doesn't matter where you stand right today. It doesn't matter your circumstances right today. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. What matters is what are you going to do differently so that doesn't happen again. What matters is how are you going to get out of this situation and help somebody else that might be in this same situation as you are. Tomorrow you can help them. If, you know, there's a, and I'm going to leave you with this, there's a illustration that I heard someone say once before about a man who fell into a pit and people were walking by and he was like asking them for help and nobody would help him. And then one man jumped down into the pit and he's like, "Man, why did you jump down in the pit? Now we're both stuck." He said, "Because I've been here and I know how to get out." That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to help others that are in our situation to get out of our situations. But first of all, we got to know the way out. Because the Bible says if the blind lead the blind, they'll both fall in the ditch. And so we don't want to fake the funk and make it look like we know what we're doing. Or as my bishop would say, we don't want to put on the hits and make it look like we're delivered and we're not. Because everyone that we try to lead out, we're going to get them going around in the same rut we're in. But if we truly love ourselves, we will do the work and we will work the plan and we will become what God has called us to be. We will do what God has decreed over us to do, and we will do it with that much more passion and that much more pride, not pride in ourselves, not haughty lifted up, because God hates a proud look, but we can have pride in what God has given us and how he has allowed us to utilize it and use it for the glory, for his glory. And so hopefully you will walk away today with from this little segment, and you will feel empowered to really, truly love yourself and love the gift that God has given you and absolutely use it to help other people, because that's why we're here. The gift wasn't given to you for you. It was given to you so you can help others. You be blessed and encouraged until tomorrow.